WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan City Council has made more adjustments to proposed changes in regulating wrecker companies. Final action that was scheduled for Tuesday night was postponed for 2 weeks. Councilman Chuck Conderla, after taking 12 minutes to list more amendments, responded to those opposed to having the police chief having the final say in who can have a city permit.
We have a nuclear option. We can make it very, very easy for our chief of police and just say, we're going to put this out for bid. Go to one company, like the mayor said. That's what they did in College Station.
Conderla says the majority of wrecker operators support the police chief being an authority. The Texas A&M Board of Regents are scheduled to act today on a new tuition and fee schedule.
The proposals to comply with the new state law, A&M system requirements, and recommendations made from a university on it. There's a 2% increase in the designated tuition rate. That revenue will make up for eliminating 7,200 instructional fees and fund state-required financial aid. If approved, starting this fall, A&M will start a guaranteed tuition and fee schedule for undergraduates. The proposal is under fire by a 100-member student group. Aggie conservatives say they weren't given enough time to study the proposal. They want the regents to consider action in College Station this May instead of today in Galveston. Online at WTAW.com is more information. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
While the president is touring the country promoting his economic agenda following the State of the Union speech, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that's not working.
Because of his policies, we've got the lowest labor force participation rate since Jimmy Carter. We have a stubbornly high unemployment that's had the lowest improvement of any recovery since the Great Depression.
Flores wants to return to policies enacted during the Reagan administration. 10 residents of a College Station apartment complex were out in the cold for about 45 minutes before sunrise yesterday morning because a man barricaded himself in a friend's apartment. Police brought in the SWAT and hostage negotiation teams after learning the man took a knife and locked himself in a spare bedroom. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two occupants left when they arrived, but the neighbors weren't evacuated for the better part of 3 hours.
The individual we knew was only in possession of a knife, so at that point we knew that the person was not able to harm anyone around.
Flieger says the evacuation began after officers made the decision to enter the apartment. No one was hurt, and the man was eventually taken into custody, then taken to a local emergency room for treatment of self-inflicted injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Last month, Scott and White BCS Marathon raised $150,000 for charity. Checks were presented Wednesday to three local organizations. The College Station and Bryan School District Education Foundations and Twin City Missions Youth and Family Services each received $25,000. Each organization submitted an application and detailed specific plans how the money would be spent on youth programs. The nonprofit that runs the marathon, Mercy Project, receives the balance. Starting next month, organizers will accept applications from organizations interested in receiving money from the fourth marathon this year. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy. 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
808, News Talk 1620, WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Milder weather should push in on breezy conditions today. Some cloudiness this morning. It becomes breezy. That should help break some of the cloudiness up, allowing for some sunshine to develop. Highs today near 60. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight. Lows will be near 50. For tomorrow, some sun. High 65 to 70. Clouds and 60 tomorrow night. Occasional sun Saturday. The risk of a shower. Saturday's high should be around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
809 News Talk 1620 WTAW. We found this fascinating story earlier this week, and we talked to Mayor Byinsky about it yesterday. And Rafael Pena III, District 2 representative from the city of Bryan's here. Rafael, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Mr. DeLucia. How about you?
Oh, good. Call me Scott. All right. So what we were talking about yesterday is that no matter what color they are, Fruit Loops all taste the same, which I thought was kind of shocking. And, you know, so I asked Jason yesterday what cereal he ate growing up. Kevin, I don't think you told me what cereal you ate growing up.
A little bit of everything, really and truly. Didn't have one set.
Yeah. Stop at the neighbor's and grab a box of cereal and bring
it home. If I needed to, sure.
Raphael, what did you what cereal did you eat growing up?
I guess between Raisin Bran and Frosted Flakes.
Okay. Now, see, that's different because Raisin Bran's pretty grown-up cereal. Frosted Flakes, that's kind of on the other side. And Patrick, what did you eat growing up?
I think I'm going to have to agree with Mr. Pena over there because Frosted Flakes and Raisin Bran, yeah, the sugar on the raisins made it not so grown up.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's true. And, you know, of course, also they used to... you could cut up bananas and do that kind of stuff in there.
Yeah,
All right, these are things that you need to be able to know to do. Life skills. These are the things you need to teach your children how to do. So we'll do yep, yep, nope on this, okay? Yep, yep, nope. This is what we'll do is, Kevin, you'll answer first. Then Patrick, you'll answer second, okay? And then Raphael, you'll answer third. We'll just do a yep, yep, nope, okay?
Yep.
As to whether or not you can do this. Start a fire without matches.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Know how to swim.
Yep.
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 Yep. Jump start a car.
Yep.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Change a tire.
Yep.
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 Yep. Perform CPR.
Yep.
Yep.
Nope.
You know, I don't know that I do. I mean, I've seen it on television.
Oh, my God.
Then you
do not perform CPR, Scott.
All right. I saw a dude on the TV.
You having a heart attack? No, Scott, stay away.
Well, it says 70% of people feel helpless during cardiac emergencies. Yeah. So I can understand that. Mm. All right, do the laundry.
Yes.
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 It's yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
It's not that difficult.
I'm following Kevin's lead.
Not that difficult.
I was just messing with him.
All right. Make a bed.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Well, I don't. My wife.
I can't. I just don't.
Yeah. Right.
How out of touch is Scott?
Yeah. Really. Know how to sew.
Yep.
No, it's a yep or a no.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I can sew. I know you. I can sew on a button. I can do that. I don't know if I can do much more than that. Drive a manual transmission car.
Yep.
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 Okay. Tie somebody else's tie.
Yep.
Never tried. Nope.
Yep.
Yeah, you tie it on you and then put it on them.
Well, I could tie a regular tie. I've tried to tie a bow tie, okay, because I had to go to a function.
A clue.
I watched it on the internet. I can't do that for anything,
I can do it in about 2 minutes now.
A bow tie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to learn to do it in 2 minutes?
Oh, man, about 30 minutes.
Well,
over time. I mean, my arms got tired one time. I just gave up.
I talked to a guy on Saturday about that because his tie looked spectacular, and he said it took me a half an hour to do it.
Oh,
I said, well, it was worth it.
Once you get it, you get it.
I guess that's probably right. All right, so anyway, so we've done that, and we've learned a little bit about Rafael Pena, but not a whole lot. And he's a new member of to the Bryan City Council. Now, you ran before, is that right? This is your second time to try, right?
Yeah, this is the second time running. The first time I ran, it was at large against Condorla and Mr. Lloyd Joyce.
Yeah.
And I received 13% of the vote, which is not bad for my first time.
Sure. What bit you? What was the political bug that bit you that you decided you wanted to do this?
I felt it was time to throw my name in the hat and get out there and do something that would possibly help my community if elected. But not only that, I still definitely stayed in touch with the volunteer and with the city, anywhere I can help out. And that would, I think, pave the road for my win in the next year that I ran for my single-member district.
Sure. So now here you are, your single-member district, too. And basically one of the things that was really important in your campaign was sidewalks, because you felt like there were some streets that needed to have that. Now, that actually came up this week in city council. The mayor was on, and we talked about it. We covered it in the news. But I'd kind of like to get your take on how that meeting went, because there was a lot of discussion about where money is spent from the capital improvements projects.
Well, the whole point of my PowerPoint presentation was to simply identify the issue that's facing my district, and mainly that being sidewalks on heavily trafficked streets that kids have to walk on to go to school or go to the grocery store. And one of the things that the council kept saying was, how am I gonna pay for that? And that was never on the table, was the funding. The funding was never on the table. The mayor kept referring to, how am I gonna pay for this? How am I gonna pay for that? Well, in the resolution, on the first few steps, it says that you have to get citizen input and input that in the database. And not only that, get council input, which I did. And once we do that, a few steps later, that's when the funding comes into play. And once we have funding comes into play, let's just talk about the ranking system, which once it's in there, you talk about how important it is. And the funding is only 10 points of the total 100 points. And the citizen input is 20 points of the total 100 points. So that's how important the citizen input was. And I felt compelled to make sure that everybody heard that, because
so people understand, when a city or any group puts together a capital improvements package, what they want to do is they want to prioritize those areas that need to have things done. And once they've done that, then that gives them some guidelines as how they can fund. So people will understand the ranking. And as you said, 10% is funding and 20% has input from other citizens. So I think that one of the things that the mayor put forth was that more than 75% of the capital improvement projects are taking place in districts 1 and 2. I believe that's fair and correct, so I'd kind of like to get your reaction to that number.
First of all, I would like to say that I have not voted on any CIP funds yet. These funds were approved before I took office. From the numbers I pulled directly from the 2014 adopted budget of CIP funds that directly benefit individual districts, 23% of the total funds are what actually are allocated for District 2 for the next 5 years. I'm not saying I wouldn't love 77% of the total funds. I'm simply clarifying that according to the adopted budget, I'm far from the 77% that the council perceives my district to be getting.
Okay, well, I'm not going to try to put words in your mouth, but then the mayor said it was 77%. How can he end up with numbers so different than yours?
I that's what I brought here with me today. You get the little piece of paper on the blue tab, and right here I have the copy of the adopted budget, 2014 through 18, and in it I go through and I list which projects were District 1, which projects were District 2, and you can see right here, Mr. DeLucia, that these are District 2 projects.
I see that. Okay.
And we got 23%, and you got District 1 projects, which is 40%, and you got District 3, District 4, District 5, and then the rest of the city.
Okay. All right. I see that part. What we'll do is this. We can put this up on our website. We've had the CIP package up on the website before, but we can do that, and we'll get some clarification from the office as well. There's a big learning curve to becoming a member of city council, probably more than you. I think everybody comes in and goes, wow, I didn't know it would take that much time. Tell me a little bit about what you have done to prepare yourself since being elected to be able to go through the packet, because you get a thick packet for every meeting.
Well, now that we got iPads, so we get sent everything on the iPad.
Okay. All right. Very good. Then it's electronic. But nonetheless, what have you done to prepare for this steep learning curve?
I've set meetings up with the city manager. I've talked to the city manager. I've talked to an engineer. I've talked to the assistant city manager. I've talked to the city secretary, asking a lot of questions about different things, and mainly funding over the past 5 years in my district. And so that's something I've done. But I wouldn't mind implementing an orientation process for newly elected council members like myself, to become familiar with the processes and learn the ropes, to make it an easier task to become engaged in helping the citizens.
So while I appreciate the fact that you are there to represent your citizens in District 2, you're also there to represent other people as well, because you're going to have to vote on things that don't take place in District 2. So how do you prepare yourself to be schooled on the other parts of the city?
I prepare myself by doing my research, researching the issue, figuring out what this entails, what that entails, how this is going to affect this, how this is going to affect that, and I make my decision based on that by just basically doing my research.
Okay. Now, sidewalks are important to you in District 2. Are there other things in District 2 that you believe need to be prioritized?
Absolutely. The streets, there's a lot of bad streets in my district, and lighting. And it's, in the parks, there's some dated lighting that we have that have holes from probably kids, you know, shooting BB guns at them. But that's just unacceptable that we have some very old lighting that doesn't really light up the whole entire playground. Mm-hmm. It only lights up like half of it. And I know kids would love to play basketball on a court that's lit.
Rafael Pena joining us. He's a new member of the Bryan City Council. I will paraphrase what the mayor said, and I want to give you an opportunity to respond to that. Because he said, do you want all the money to go to sidewalks because you can take money, you can reallocate money from these other projects, or do you really want it spread into streets and lighting as well, or do you want it all to be focused on sidewalks right now?
I want it to be spread between the streets and the lighting, but the number one thing is our children's safety, and so that's let's go with the sidewalks because these kids have to every day walk down these major thoroughfares to go to school. So their safety's on the line. So let's deal with that one. That's the number one priority. But
all right, there's several boards and commissions that the city council has to help cover some different situations. Participation in your district has not been very high. What would you say to your constituents within your district or to other people who would like to participate in these boards and commissions?
I would definitely encourage them to come out and apply for these boards because it's very important that we get a voice from our side of town so that we can bring light to the issues that are facing our district. And that is just so important because there's not a lot of representation from my district. And I got a list of all the people who are on the boards. And so I'm encouraging people who come to my town hall meetings, my monthly town hall meetings that I have at the African American Museum, to come and they can fill out a form. You can be I guess almost selected to be on a board whenever it becomes a vacancy, so should occur. So I'm encouraging the people in my district to take that chance. And my next town hall meeting is on the 10th of February at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so the 10th of February that happens to be on a Monday. Do you have it such as like the second Monday of every month, or how do you have that done?
No, the reason I have it this Monday because we got the big event going on, and as I'm told that. It's the spots for someone to come out to your house to help out.
Right.
It goes by quick.
Yeah.
So we're going to schedule them quick so that we can have the people in my district possibly get some help from the big event. So
okay.
I think that would be very beneficial to my district.
Sure, I agree. That would be an excellent plan. So how can they keep up to find out when each month what the date is of your meetings?
Well, I try to get the city to do a PSA, but it has to be approved by council.
Okay.
So I guess me saying it on air, the February 10th, African American Museum, that's my next one. So Facebook, word of mouth, going to churches, letting people know, getting with community leaders, telling them to pass out flyers, and that's word of mouth. That's how we do it.
Okay. How can people follow you on social media? Do they have an opportunity to do that?
Yes, I have a Twitter. I have a Facebook. Rafael, just search my name, Rafael Pena. And I should pop up.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Is there anything we didn't cover this morning that you'd like to talk about?
I felt compelled to say that over the past 2 years in the election process, I've heard over and over again about the importance of unity between council members. Although this was not the case in the past meeting, I would like to say that I have no hard feelings, and I look forward to working with my fellow council members. Unity to me is finding ways to help each of us make Bryan better as a whole, and I feel that if we can help each other with our individual district needs, we will succeed not only by district, but this entire city.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for the time this morning.
Thanks for having me here.
You bet. Rafael Pena, he's the District 2 member of the Bryan City Council, brand newly elected. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Solid GDP numbers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The economy picked up steam in the second half of last year. The government reports the gross domestic product expanded at a 3.2% annual rate in the fourth quarter. The 3.7% rate for the July to December period was the strongest second half performance since 2003. More workers lost jobs last week. The Labor Department reports new claims for unemployment benefits surged, rising by 19,000 to 348,000. If you have a dehumidifier, it's probably in storage right now, but check it before you use it in the spring. Gree Electric Appliances is recalling more of its units because they can cause fires. The gray plastic dehumidifiers were sold under the GE brand through Sam's Club, Walmart, eBay, Amazon, and other outlets for more than 3 years through the end of 2011. Stock market futures are pointing higher ahead of the Thursday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Every week, Barron's delivers investing ideas and market insights, information you can use to help grow your portfolio. This week's issue continues our roundtable report, Barron's annual get-together with some of the smartest and most successful stock pickers and strategists on Wall Street. This installment presents the specific picks and pans in stocks and sectors of our expert panelists. What investing themes will pay off in 2014? Find out by reading Barron's Roundtable this weekend.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200. Or at dayhill.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
I'm Dr. Michael Steelman. For over 26 years, I've helped thousands of people manage their weight. I know that the most effective way to lose weight is under a physician's care, but not everyone has access to such doctors, and others just can't afford it. That's exactly why I developed the Activate Weight Loss Plan. Here is the doctor's office program available to you to use at home. You will lose weight quickly and easily without hunger or special foods, and all for less than one-tenth the cost of a doctor's program. Try my program. You'll never regret it. And here's how to learn more.
Get the results of going to a medical weight loss clinic without the expense or having to go to the doctor. Now, all the information on this incredible diet is at www.active8products.com. Or you can call toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's active8products.com or 800-465-4411. Now I ask you folks, is there anyone you can think of who is more famous than William Shakespeare, at least in literature and theater? Do you know anyone over the age of 10 who hasn't heard of this man who lived nearly 500 years ago? Certainly, no other playwright has ever had his work performed more on stage, and I doubt that any other author has ever been reprinted or republished more than the great Shakespeare. And there's no question about it, some of the great actors over the centuries have made their mark in the theater by reciting some of those famous lines of his. Actors like Richard Burton, the great Laurence Olivier, and believe it or not, even Jim Varney started out as a Shakespearean actor. Can't you just picture Ernest Goes to Camp in Shakespearean dialogue? And let's be honest, no other writer has been so universally accepted as Shakespeare. Do you know that not one day goes by that his work is not being performed somewhere in America? But while Shakespeare was a tower of writing skill, he had a little trouble with his facts. Now, here's a few little-known facts about the great master. In his work Julius Caesar, Shakespeare refers to a clock that strikes the hour. Problem was, clocks weren't invented for 1,400 years after old Julius lived. Yeah, and in Hamlet, the ghost is a Catholic, which speaks of purgatory and absolution, two truly Catholic concepts. But at the time the play takes place, all the Danes were pagans. In the Winter Tale, a vessel is said to be driven by a storm to the coast of Bohemia, and Antigonus remarks that our ship hath touched upon the deserts of Bohemia. Well, guess what? Yep. Bohemia, which is part of the old Czechoslovakia, does not have a coast. It's landlocked, and it doesn't have any deserts either. And in Anthony and Cleopatra, he mentions billiards. Well, they didn't come along for 1,000 years after Tony and Cleo did their thing. He mentions turkeys and Henry IV. Nope, that's truly an American bird not known to the Europeans until quite later. And one of my favorites, he talks of the cannons in King John, years before the cannon was invented. Yep, it's a little-known fact that you cannot depend on Shakespeare for your history lesson. But what can you expect from a man who, over the years, spelled his name at least 4 different ways? He may not have been much of a historian, but I still like him. And I'll bet you do, too.
How do you know which Republican candidate for lieutenant governor is toughest on illegal immigration? He's the one Obama's favorite Texas liberal, Julian Castro, publicly attacked, Senator Dan Patrick. Julian Castro and Barack Obama know Dan Patrick is the most conservative candidate for lieutenant governor, who will actually secure our border and eliminate the taxpayer-funded benefits that attract illegal immigrants to come here.
I'm Dan Patrick. Illegal immigration is Washington's responsibility, but it's our problem. Drug cartels, human trafficking, 6,000 illegals apprehended in just 1 week alone this past September, while thousands more get through and others are left to die. San Antonio Mayor Castro, attacking me personally, tells the whole story. Castro and his pal Obama know I'll do what Washington and our current lieutenant governor won't do. I'll secure the border and end taxpayer benefits for illegal immigrants. No in-state tuition, no driver's license, and no free health care.
Dan Patrick for lieutenant governor. Paid political ad. Texans for Dan Patrick. For more information, visit danpatrick.org.
Don't spend another winter not being able to enjoy the outdoors. Cooler weather is here, and there has never been a better time to check out Line Home products. This year, cozy up by the fire with your new fire pit or say hello to an outdoor kitchen perfect for entertaining family and friends. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E homeproducts.com or call 979-229-9051.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
With an available 268 horsepower V6, premium leather interior, and performance features like paddle shifters, the 2014 Toyota Camry can make even the routine morning commute more exciting. Till you remember that mountain of mind-numbing reports, those overdue timesheets, and that close talker from sales whose breath smells like he eats nothing but mothball and cabbage sandwiches.
Hi.
Good thing Camry also offers Entune with voice-activated dialing.
Call Boss.
You've reached Walt Henderson. Leave a message.
Mr. Henderson, it's Natalie. Feeling a bit under the weather, sir. Gonna stay home and rest up. Try to make it in tomorrow.
And turn-by-turn navigation.
Driving directions, New Orleans.
Get $1,500 or lease a 2014 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 2314.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. For the first time in recent memory, the decision to set future tuition rates and fees at A&M will not be made in College Station.
That's one of the complaints a student group, Angie Conservatives, has as the Board of Regents meets in Galveston today. The group of 100 students wants action this May in College Station. Another issue is the lack of time to offer feedback and not seeing details until the Regents published their agenda last week. The Regents and system officials were asked for comment. The only reply was a statement by student body president Reed Joseph that came from the system, in support of the new tuition and fee schedule. The proposal includes guaranteed tuition rates and mandatory fees. 7,200 undergraduate course fees would be eliminated. There will be a 2% increase in the designated tuition rate to make up for that revenue and to cover an increase in need-based and state-required financial aid. A&M says for a student taking 15 hours, that amounts to $89. More information about the tuition and fee plans online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Proposed changes in Brian's Wrecker Ordinance drew more speakers at Tuesday night's city council meeting.
Look around you, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to put a lot of towers out of business. A lot of them said they're going to run for your jobs. I hope they do.
Tom Chavers was among the opponents, while supporters included a Wrecker owner, John Krause.
I think it's going to bring, as another owner that's been here a lot longer than I have in this industry, stated it's going to bring honesty and integrity back into our profession.
Councilman Chuck Condola brought up doubling the charge for most city-ordered tows from $75 to $150.
The state mandates a maximum of $250. I can only speak for me as one of seven. I didn't go to $250 because that extra $100 in Bryan could make a very, very big difference in some of our citizens' life.
After Condorla took 12 minutes to read more adjustments, the council gave preliminary approval to changes in the ordinance that will receive final action in 2 weeks. A man locks himself in the bedroom of a friend's apartment in College Station and threatens to harm himself with a knife. The incident early yesterday morning ended with police forcing their way into the bedroom. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says that decision was made after the man stopped talking with negotiators.
And they heard what they believed to be sounds of the suspect attempting to harm himself. So they went ahead and forced entry into the bedroom where the suspect was detained. He was secured, and then he was transported to a local hospital for treatment of some non-incapacitating self-inflicted injuries.
10 neighboring residents were evacuated for about 45 minutes as the police hostage negotiation and SWAT teams were joined by the fire department to resolve the situation. The woman who rents the apartment where the standoff occurred told police she doesn't plan to file charges. In Waco, two construction workers fell from a bridge by the new Baylor football stadium into the Brazos River. One died and the other was treated at a hospital and released. Waco police say the workers were on the bridge when they were pulled into the water when some construction equipment fell from a floating dock. The man who drowned was still attached to the equipment by his harness when divers found his body Tuesday night. Congressman Bill Flores looks for the U.S. House to sue the president and the Supreme Court over violating the Constitution by issuing executive orders instead of going through the legislative branch.
I don't know if it'll work, but at least it's a step in the right direction to try to hold this president to live under the law and to follow the Constitution.
Flores says while the lawyers were working on that, they're trying to offset the president's actions by not funding his programs.
I mean, we were able to do some things in the appropriations bill that we passed a couple of weeks ago. To trim the sales of some of these crazy programs that he was trying to spend money on. If you don't have the money, then you can't do the programs.
Flores says with the United States having the slowest labor force since the Carter administration, it's time to enact an economic policies that were used during the Reagan administration. Last month, Scott and White BCS Marathon raised $150,000 for charity. Checks were presented Wednesday to three local organizations, the College Station and Bryan School District Education Foundations and the Twin City Missions Youth and Family Services each received $25,000. Each organization submitted an application and detailed specific plans how the money would be spent on youth programs. The nonprofit that runs the marathon, Mercy Project, receives the balance of the money. Starting next month, organizers will accept applications from organizations interested in receiving money from the fourth marathon. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 39 degrees. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778. No membership necessary to purchase.
David Gardner's reminds you, you can't let Valentine's Day sneak up on you. Okay? Because you already know it's coming up. Good thing is it's on a Friday, so you've got all week to procrastinate there. But, you know, clock's ticking. If you are looking for a piece of jewelry for Valentine's Day, then David Gardner's does that kind of stuff, you know? Been around for about 30 years. So, as a result, they have all sorts of different styles, all sorts of different price ranges, all sorts of different solutions for you if Valentine's Day is the most important thing for you going on right now. It may not be. You may have some other day that is important to you on a very personal basis, and you'd like to use jewelry to make that a memorable time. And if that's the case, then David Gardner's can handle that for you as well. Designing a piece of jewelry? Sure, they can do that. They've got other designers as well. Then they have lines like Roberto Coin, and we've talked about the VIP club that they have with David Yurman, which is really cool because you're able to buy jewelry and amass points during the year and then use those points up the next year toward more purchases. So if you're starting to get into the market of buying jewelry, then that's a great way to do that too. Lots of solutions for you, lots of different price ranges. That's David Gardner's 911 University Drive. Okay, we were going to do the Aggie report just then, but we're not. Okay, we'll do it in just a minute, I guess. Well, hang on, let's see. All right, we'll try this.
Don't spend another winter not being able to enjoy the outdoors. Cooler weather is here, and there has never been a better time to check out Line Home Products. This year, cozy up by the fire with your new fire pit or say hello to an outdoor kitchen perfect for entertaining family and friends. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com, that's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 979-229 9051.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Top of the key to space. Space spin move inside goes back to Fabian. Open for a three. Here it goes. Yeah. He got it. Sideline three near the corner for Fabian. Makes it now a 50-37 ball game. Carolina 13-54. Boy, did the Aggs ever need that. Mm-hmm. Man, it cut the lead down to 13 in the second half, but it wasn't enough. The Aggs would eventually get it down to 12, but end up losing the game last night in Columbia by a final score of 80-52. Outscored by Carolina in the first half, 41-21. Carolina had not won a conference game, and so they get their first win. They had lost four on the road, and they had lost two at home. For A&M, we extend our losing streak now to four games in a row. A&M did not have a single player in double figures. Two guys will come in at nine. Jones had 9 points, and Sean Smith had nine. A&M out-rebounded in last night's game, 33-25. The Aggies for the game shot 35%. Carolina shot 52%. And get this, they were 26 out of 32 at the free throw line. That's 81.3%. So, again, a final score of 80-52. A&M will move on to Gainesville, Florida on Saturday for a game that will tip at 3. The broadcast on this radio station will start at 2:30. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
There you go. Got that taken care of.
Yay.
Wow. All right. Oh, we need to do Thrive Home Healthcare, don't we? Yeah, because they're the sponsor of that.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound, under the care of a physician, and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
All right, there, now, all that's taken care of. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers, and they're all right. It's
not too bad.
Yeah, you know, again, call your friends in Minnesota and go, ha 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 ha. We're going to have really nice weather, or, you know. Folks who are going to the Super Bowl. Numbers like this. High temperature today, about 60. It's going to be breezy. Winds gusting up to about 25 miles an hour. But we'll have sunshine later on, which will be nice. We don't right now, however. Clouds tonight, 51 will be the low. Then tomorrow, 72 is the high. And again, a little bit gusty with winds up at about 25. And then slight chance of showers on Saturday at 20%. Sunday, 30% chance of showers and a high temperature of 48. But we got 72 tomorrow, 73 on Saturday, and 48 on Sunday. And right now, 37 with a chill factor, 29.
All right.
Yeah. So that's it. One clarification. We had Rafael Pena on just a little while ago. What city council had done is, I believe the mayor had said 77% of the money was going to be spent in improvement projects in districts 1 and 2. That was a 5-year scope, okay?
Yes.
That was over 5 years. Rafael Pena, the numbers that he gave, which was about 23%, was for 1 year in his district alone. So that's the reason there's a big disparity between 77% and 23%. One was over a 5-year period, and one was
it wasn't fuzzy math.
No.
No. Both of those are correct, just in their with their own.
That's it, within the time frame.
Yes.
NFL has announced that live streaming of the game will be blocked on the Wi-Fi and cellular networks at the stadium. Reason?
Really?
Yep. Reason, because streaming uses up the network.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, just, you know, and so, and what that would do is it would prevent fans from being able to do what they might want to do, and that's use social media. Because, after all, if you're at the event,
you want everybody to know you're at the event.
Exactly right.
Let's take some selfies.
Right. If you can't brag that you're there, yeah, no kidding. God, let's do an over and under on selfies. God.
Oh, no.
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 Way over.
Really, 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 really big. So, anyway. So if they want to catch the action on the field, folks at the stadium actually will have to look at it, which will be interesting. And again, for folks who've been to Jerry World, if you haven't been to Jerry World, it's quite a deal. But I think you find yourself looking at the screen.
Oh, without question.
Because it's a spectacular screen and it's high definition and, you know, it's up close as opposed to actually seeing the game. And I'm not exactly sure how I feel about that. Because I think you're supposed to kind of be watching the action on the field and not depend on the cameras to show it to you. And but anyhow, most every stadium's got a big screen out there for you to watch. And now at Kyle, obviously what you do is you watch that as a replay. You want to be able to watch the game.
When they get it up.
Yeah, but anyhow, I just I'll see how that all works out. Do we have a latest weather forecast for there? That doesn't matter.
About 39.
Yeah. Oh, I did have the ways to we already have any number of predictions out there for the Super Bowl, and in the past they've used some unusual things to decide who's going to win that Lombardi Trophy. Teddy Bear, the poorly named porcupine, has been pretty impressive in his track record at picking the correct winners for the past 2 years.
Okay.
Looks like the Seattle Seahawks for him this year. Teddy is with Zooniversity. This is a traveling wildlife company that educates people about animals. Two Komodo dragons at Moody Gardens down in Galveston. Murphy and Diablo, they've doubled up on the Broncos. Both of them have picked Denver. Seahawks can often prey on bunnies in the wild, but Fred, the psychic bunny, doesn't seem to care.
Fred, the psychic bunny.
Fred was born in Los Angeles and rescued in an animal shelter. He chose the losing team last year. We haven't heard from Fred. Maybe he's homeless by now. I'm not sure. Anyway, Buffett and Hugh, those are the manatees at Florida's Moat Marine Laboratory, came up with a split decision. Hugh going with the Seahawks. By the way, he's been right for the last 6 years. But Buffett is looking for a seventh straight victory, and he's putting his manatee moolah, so to speak, on the Broncos. And between 2006 and 2014, Princess the Camel chose the correct winner in 113 out of 175 NFL football games that Princess was asked about, including
really?
Six of the last seven Super Bowls. Unfortunately, we cannot ask Princess this year. She died on January the 14th.
You thought she'd have seen it coming. Oh.
That's not very nice. All right, here we go.
I've been on the show with you too long.
I know, that's right. It rubs off. Yes. There's a sleep position for just about every ache and pain. So here's some expert recommendations for you to help you sleep off whatever it is. If it's back pain, sleep on your back or side. When on your back, keep a small pillow under your head and under your knees to keep the spine aligned. On your side, put the pillow between your legs. Okay? That will help you. If you have neck pain, sleep on your back or side. You'll also need one of those rounded neck pillars for support. In both positions, you want a pillow under your neck and then your head. Shoulder pain, sleep on your unaffected side, hugging a pillow or a friend. Heartburn.
Friends are more fun.
Yeah, sleep on your left side. Heartburn. Sleep on your left side. Laying on your left side positions the esophagus in such a way that it makes it harder for the acid to escape your stomach.
Huh.
That's why we're here.
Who knowed that?
Yeah.
I can fall asleep with the best of intentions, but after about an hour of sleep, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to toss and turn.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I got one of those air pillows, mm-hmm. you know, from the Sleep Number people. That's a pretty amazing pillow.
Yeah.
It's pretty,
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. You may decide that. And I've changed. I mean, I got, and before that, I think I had a Tempur-Pedic pillow kind of thing. You know,
I like those.
Memory foam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They really are. I mean, they're, it can make a tremendous difference.
Yes,
yeah.
It can.
Really make a tremendous difference. Because generally, you think about the bedding, but you don't think about the pillow, and the pillow is pretty doggone important. Mm. And, you know, all it takes is going someplace where they have really good pillows, and you go, oh, yeah, having one of those would be an all right thing. So just saying. The pregame show, for what it's worth, starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday. 1 o'clock.
Yep.
1 o'clock.
For a 5:30 kick.
5:27. Excuse me.
Okay, they're not kicking that ball off till 5:37.
All right, we'll see. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman be calling the game for Fox. And again, I believe I said 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
You did.
Fox will be streaming the game online and to mobile devices as well. Just want to let you know. All right, January's almost over. How's that New Year's resolution going for you?
Man.
Did you fall off track and into a bag of Cheetos somewhere along the way? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Forget about fancy, expensive, hard-to-follow diets. Remember these three easy weight loss rules. Number one, think fiber and protein. Incorporate fruits and veggies and lean protein in each meal. It means that you stay fuller, longer, and you get the most nutritional bang for your calorie buck. Number two, sit down at a table when you eat. Whether you're running a Fortune 500 company or just wiping off faces of sticky kids, it's tough to do, but focus on the meal. Sit down, do that. Don't go to the couch. Don't stand in front of the TV. Sit down. And drink water before your meal. Get 8 ounces of water, and that helps a little bit because H2O obviously will help differentiate between hunger and thirst, and you kind of fill up a little bit, you know?
If you had to distill down all the advice that's ever been given out about trying to eat healthy, I think those three are pretty solid.
Yeah, I do too. I would agree with you because if you're not sitting down, you're liable to be eating and not thinking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, those calories happen, and then again, the water gives you the feeling of fullness, and then if you eat complex things, it does help.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelical pastor in Arizona offering exorcisms.
Well, why not?
On the internet.
Oh. Put your head against the screen.
That's right. Bob Larson has performed over 20,000 in-person exorcisms over the past two decades. Who knew? Who knew?
I certainly did not.
I had no idea he needed to be that busy. No, there's a lot of evil in the world, but 20,000. Okay, now he's turned to Skype to video chat. He has some software to increase his numbers even more. For a donation of $295, he will appear on a video for you for up to an hour to banish the demons from your remote location. But for the record, International Catholic Association of Exorcist Director, the Reverend Isaac Kramer, again, who knew that there was a International Catholic Association of Exorcists, says that Skype exorcisms are a scam.
So he's not a licensed exorcist.
No, exactly. He said if a person is fully processed, a demon inside of them will not let them sit in front of a computer screen to be exorcised. For his part, Mr. Larson insists that video chat sessions are totally legit, and they work against evil demonic possessions.
Yeah, but what about spyware and malware? Yeah.
See, that... You see, this is the kind of debate that cries for Larry King. Where is Larry King when we need him? We could have these two men go toe-to-toe about Skype exorcisms, and he could be the moderator of it. But, well, alas, there's no Larry King out there.
He's right there in between his left and right shoulder.
Boy, no kidding. Yeah. Let's see what. Oh, so tomorrow we'll have a list of some of the Super Bowl commercials, and I think there are some already out there. What's really interesting to me, we talked about this yesterday, how this SodaStream commercial will not be running on the Super Bowl.
Right, it got booted.
Because Scarlett Johansson, who's the talent, says in there, sorry, Pepsi and Coke. And that, obviously, they don't want to make Pepsi and Coke mad because they do spend a lot of money.
Yes.
And SodaStream doesn't spend nearly as much. So you can understand why Fox would do that. But what that did is that got the buzz started.
Sure it did.
And so, of course, now you can go to YouTube and see the commercial that was banned from the Super Bowl.
Dun, dun, dun.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 44diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 44diabetes.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 44diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 44diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 44diabetes.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 44diabetes.com. Watch for free at 44diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 44diabetes.com.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at schulteroofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
It's time for Bryan College Station's 2014 American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon. The luncheon is an afternoon of inspiration, education, fundraising, and fun. Guests will enjoy the inspirational words of keynote speaker Bria Larson, Olympic gold medalist. Tickets are $50 for the February 13th luncheon, which starts at 11:30 at the Hilton College Station. Don't miss this delicious seated meal and silent auction. For more information, call 268-0068. Make it your mission to fight heart disease by calling 268-0068.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
About 3 till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. You know, the Nobel Peace Prize nominations are coming up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been waiting for that.
Yeah, anybody can be nominated.
Correct.
And obviously, with a recent winter, anybody can win, too.
Rush Limbaugh was trying to get nominated for that once.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not naming names.
All Obama, of you know who I am.
That's exactly right. Anyway, two Norwegian politicians today formerly nominated Edward Snowden for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, of course. Goodness.
Yeah, very good.
Of course they did.
Yeah, they'll stop collecting nominations tomorrow, finalize the list March the 4th, announce the winner on October the 10th. Michelle Malkin wrote an interesting column. She's a conservative.
An interesting lady.
Yeah, she is. MichelleMalkin.com is her website. Expressing concern about the bullying epidemic of wealth shaming, class shaming, and shaming, I guess, and success shaming. So what we're doing is a guy wrote named Tom Perkins wrote a letter in the Wall Street Journal talking about how the rich are being persecuted. And she says that he may, in fact, be making a point that is very relevant. Now, she has certainly shamed people who make a lot of money who are Democrats, but what she's saying is that there are a whole lot of people who are successful that now, rather than being lifted up as examples, are in fact kind of being talked about as horrible people because they make a lot of money.
Yep.
Don't like that.
I would like to be a horrible person.
Yes, if I may.
there are some people whose idea of equality is making everyone equally miserable.
Very nice. That's exactly right. If you'll notice, there'll be a tremendous change in television starting tonight. That's because the rating sweeps period begins today.
Oh.
Yeah, just remember, you'll be seeing stories on the news you would have never understood being